Good afternoon, listeners. Welcome to the Ohmcast, the show where we get real, authentic, and weird. We're here in my backyard in Las Vegas today. It's beautiful, perfect, and sunny, and our special guest is the one and only Ree.
Hello.
She is my roommate Johnny's girlfriend, and I only share that because they met on Pokemon Go.
That's right.
It's the sweetest thing I've ever heard, and thanks to technology and video games, this is why we're here right now.
That's right.
That's how I know you. So I think it's not only is she Johnny's girlfriend, but she's also a tea enthusiast. And I feel like tea enthusiast is such an understatement of what you actually, what your relationship is with tea. Because,
mm-hmm.
Oh, go ahead.
But in a way, like, I don't really mind it when people say tea enthusiast. Like, in a way you want, I've been doing this for 10 years, okay? Mm-hmm. It's a long time. Like, I've dedicated my life to this practice. But at the same time, no one really masters tea. Mm-hmm. And no one really masters any specific practice.
It's just forever journey, right?
So I'd rather you call me an enthusiast than a lot of people are like, oh, tea master. I'm like, oh, no, please don't call me that. There's no way, not in this lifetime.
Don't be so humble.
No, so not the reason, in this lifetime.
The reason we're here right now, because I got here to Vegas a few days ago, and you guys know that I've kind of dabbled in the plant medicine world for the past couple years, and like just being in the spiritual path. And Ree was sharing about how she had tea ceremony, and that when you're drinking the tea, you're actually connecting with the spirit of the plant. And at that moment, I'm like, oh my God, I gotta have you on the show. Because I understood that tea ceremony is very sacred practice already, but I had no idea that when you're like actually like sitting with it, you're connecting with it. And I was like, okay, we gotta talk about that. And she also does, she's currently doing 1 72-hour fast per week so she can deepen her connection to the tea. It is like so next level, and I'm so excited for you to just be here and just talk about what you love.
Yeah, should be fun.
Yeah.
Nice conversation, you know?
Yeah, so I think it's like, I think that's a pretty good intro of, I feel like we'll think of a word instead of tea enthusiast by the end.
Well, it's interesting because in the tea world, the people who are attracted to tea tend to be so low-key and humble that we haven't found a word that lifts us up yet. Like there's baristas, there's tea, like sommeliers, there's cicerones for beer, coffee, and wine, but for tea, there's no word, which is crazy.
Hmm.
We just call ourselves like tea people.
Because it's a mystical thing.
It's just tea people.
Yeah. Tea people.
Yeah. It's crazy.
I had no idea. Yeah. So I'd love to maybe hear like, where did your, like, where was the seed planted? Where did your tea journey begin? Where your love for it?
Yeah. Well,
where you're like, this is my thing.
Yeah. I don't think anyone ever knows from the beginning that it's what you're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
But now I feel like it is my life and I have to do it. It's not even from me. Like there's like this little, you know, tea spirit in my head that's like, you gotta share it, which is crazy to think about because it's crazy because of my background. Like people are like, oh, Ree, it's because you're Asian, you like tea, right? I'm like, I'm Filipino, and Filipinos like coffee and like crappy coffee.
Sweet,
like,
sugar,
sweet,
loaded.
Sugary, like you dip
condensed
bread
milk
in the coffee. Like it's just, I have no tea history in my, you know, my family. Mm-hmm. We don't drink tea. We drink like Lipton powdered sugared tea. That's my background. So I like to share that because there's no prerequisite for getting into the practice. Mm-hmm. It just kind of pulls you in.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
you know,
it's
it crazy.
Calls you, right?
Yeah, it just started with my sister giving me like a Tivana like chai.
Uh-huh.
Like I look back now, I'm like, that stuff was so horrible. Like so much sugar and added like stuff. But who cares? Like it gave me joy. It started the journey.
Yes, that's where you got the bug, right? And you're like, I have to.
That's where like the curiosity came in, which is why it's Tea Curious, my business name.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
I love that.
Like, what is this stuff? Like, I've never seen this thing before. What is it?
That's so cool. And now she travels everywhere. And like, she even gets, okay, this is how detailed she gets. I see on her Instagram story, she'll take different kinds of water from different regions at different pH levels and then steeps the same tea to understand how the water is interacting with the tea. So she, oh my God.
It's crazy
how deep you have gone down the rabbit hole.
Yeah.
And it is so awesome.
When you say that, I'm like, I can't believe I did that because I feel like it's just the tea spirit inside of me
that
came out. I want to
connect with you deeper.
It's weird.
That's so cool.
Like, yes, I know it's me, but also I wake up in the morning, I'm like, I can't believe I posted it on Instagram last night. Like, we went that hardcore.
You're
but
like
it's okay.
A channel, right? You're just channeling the tea spirit through you. You're just the instrument.
Yeah, I think a channel is a good word for
me. Yeah, that's so cool.
Because of you, but also you go beyond you.
Yeah.
I'm not sure, like in your own practice.
Yeah, yoga's never ending, same. There's no destination. You go forever and you just go deeper and you'll keep uncovering and see more and more.
Right.
And it never ends.
Yeah. And it goes beyond you.
Uh-huh.
It goes beyond
you.
So yeah, I went from like, you know, Filipino girl dipping, you know, bread and coffee to like tea's everyday life now.
Uh-huh.
And it's like my mission, like I need people to drink this because it's daily plant medicine.
Yep. I love
it's
that.
It's daily plant medicine.
That's why I wanted to have you to talk about.
Yeah.
Like just connection with spirit and the divine through tea.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
It's crazy.
Yeah, because you imagine like plant, I always think plant medicine is like some kind of psychedelic, psychoactive.
Yeah.
But you don't need it to connect with this.
Mm-hmm.
Or all plants actually, but.
Right. Like I respect like the power of psychedelics. Like you need that kind of like jolt sometimes or that extreme experience. But I was thinking about it in the car, like literally, like what was I gonna say to Gabe today? And I'm like, well, you can't just be like, hey, dude, you want some ayahuasca? Or like, hey, dude, I'm doing a peyote ceremony at my house. You want to come over?
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit more difficult. But when you have tea with someone, it's just so easy for them to sit down and drink tea with you.
And become present
and then connect. And I've had like 21-hour like tea sessions, non-stop pouring tea, and like a non-stop stream of people coming in and out.
Goosebumps! I can't even imagine like, what that like how your deep you go.
It's non-stop, and people open up, like their hearts open up so much.
Yes. Yep.
Just because I put this in front of them, which is why I was like, we need to have this in front because it's there to like be the conduit.
But I love that.
You know.
I love that. That is so magical. Yeah.
We should make tea.
Yeah, please too. So, like, where is this? What is important to you? Like, when you're finding a tea here, maybe you can just discuss what you're doing.
Yeah,
because I don't understand the tea ceremony, like how it's done. And
that's okay. So this is like a personal tea ceremony. So this is not like a formal like Japanese tea ceremony or a Chinese tea ceremony, because to do those things, you just have to go through like a formal set of education to learn how to do
like
the movements.
Diploma.
Like, it's really intense.
Oh, yeah, like there's a certain way to
do. Yeah, it's like the fact that we're wearing the wrong clothes or not, you know, moving the right way already makes it not formal tea ceremony. But that doesn't mean you can't have your own version of the practice. So this is like inspired by Chinese, Taiwanese, Japanese tea ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even being outside will change the vibe of your practice. And tea just allows you to like put all of the things in the world in like a single cup. You want to talk about nature, let's go outside. You want to drink things, you want to explore flavor. You can taste it. You want to talk about culture, we can talk about culture. Geography, sure. You want to talk about human stories, I can tell you who made this tea. It could be anything.
It's the gateway drug.
Yeah, it's
the
crazy. So yeah, it's intense.
That's so cool.
And that's what makes it so accessible for everyone. I'm sure everyone who is watching this has a tea experience of some sort. Like, maybe not everyone has had like a mushroom experience or an ayahuasca experience, but every single person has some kind of tea memory. Like, my grandma made me tea when I was little, or literally I met this lady who's from Lebanon, and she was a stranger to me, and we were working the same event together, and I'm like, oh yeah, I do tea. Kind of feeling weird, like, oh, I hate it. I sometimes hate it when I have to like explain what I do. It's so like out there. I wish I could just say I'm an insurance agent because it's just so much more simple.
Yeah.
But then it's so rewarding when they're like
interested.
Oh, you like tea? Like, I like tea too, because back in my home country, we would go to the store and we would buy these leaves and we'd boil them, and that's how we do it back in my hometown. And there's always a story like that, no matter who it is. They have some kind of tea story. Even me, you know?
That's so cool.
Like Lipton with the powdered sugar. I mean, everyone has a tea story.
Wow.
And it can be as humble or as intense as you want it to be. It's very open-minded.
That's
and
so cool.
Very universal. It's crazy.
So when was the moment you actually, like, there was, like, a spiritual side to it? Because you were like maybe just exploring taste at first, right?
Yes.
Your taste and variety, and then
absolutely.
When did it go deeper than that?
Man, it happened more or less by accident. So I think I was already on the trajectory of understanding.
They chose you. They're like, you're coming this way.
Almost, yeah, because this tea I picked for us today is made by my teacher in Taiwan. And I'll get back to like what I feel about that moment now, because they just shared it with me without knowing who I was. It's just so giving. But I didn't realize that there was something deeper in the plant itself until I accidentally was given hero dose of mushrooms during a music festival at a tea table. Uh-huh. Okay, this is why it's all connected to tea. It was at the tea table. Mm-hmm. I was specifically scheduled for duty at this tea table. So imagine it's like a festival,
and people roll
really
through.
Busy, and people roll through. But I really took it seriously because, you know, people will sit down there for like 5-6 hours, again, sometimes up to 21 hours nonstop of energy. And at a festival like that, there's a lot of energies and people sometimes going like away from themselves a little bit too much. So I felt like at the tea table, I had this duty to like, okay, it's kind of like a grounding.
Hold that space for people.
Holding space.
Yep.
Which
that's
is
so cool, this medicine work.
Yeah,
this is serious
it's
medicine
responsibility.
Work. Yep.
So I was really pissed when my friend gave me my... It was just, you know, like, it was a snack dipped in honey. I had no idea what the hell it was. And I'm like, okay, dude, I'm, you know, like, I just got to eat because I've been doing this for so long.
You got dosed by your friend without, they didn't tell you?
No.
Oh my.
No.
That's illegal. That's illegal.
No. But I mean, it was a close friend and we'd like understood at some point, you know, maybe we would have gone on a journey together, but
she's like, today.
It was like, absolutely not.
You have no choice.
Like, dude, I'm doing my work right now. Like, this is my work. You can't.
I can't even
like,
imagine.
Like, what? And then suddenly the world just started like,
Changing. Was that your first time with mushrooms?
First time that deep in. Like, it was just, you know.
Wow.
Really intense. And
but it had to happen that way, right?
I feel like it. Like, why was it at the tea table?
Mm-hmm.
Of all the times I could have been able to do it.
Yeah.
It was in the guise of tea. I was serving tea with people. Like, I literally was looking at someone I was serving tea to. And like, serving tea is almost like you're talking about like Vipassana. Like when you serve people who are undergoing that journey.
Yes.
It's almost like that.
Yep.
You hold space for them.
Yep. Yep.
And I just, man, I'm losing myself. I gotta get out of here right now, you know? And that was an interesting night.
Wow.
Interesting night.
So that's where the depth of your tea, like your knowledge, your love for it just like deepened expanded.
So that was so foreign to me because I don't smoke. I don't really do a lot of like substances just because like I try them, but then I don't need them. And I didn't realize it's probably because I have this daily stuff I have.
For sure.
You know? But when I came out of it the next morning, I was like, what was that? Who was that in the mushrooms that was there? And I'm not like the type of person who thinks that there are things in mushrooms. But the next day I was a different person. It's like, what the heck?
So incredible.
And then I turned and I was like, oh my God, if there's something in the mushrooms, if there's something to teach you. And I looked, I'm like, holy shit. Oh my God. It was there all this time.
Wow.
Like all this time without me knowing.
And how many years was that? Like went from the moment like you had your Tiavana one?
Oh my God, like 7 years? Maybe six or 7 years.
So that was pretty recent.
Yeah, so I mean, maybe like 3 years ago, 3-4 years ago, that all this time, tea was with me, making me a better person. Like I'm very anxious and like withdrawn. And if you look at my childhood history, I have no pictures because I'm always like, there's no way I'm going in front of a camera. And then tea made me this like open heart, someone who likes to hug people. Mm-hmm. Like I was never that person. And then
that's
I realized,
so incredible.
Oh, it was with me this whole time.
I love that so much. God, it's so inspiring.
It was insane. I know I keep saying it was insane, but it's still insane.
Yeah,
every single day.
Wow.
This companion. Uh-huh. So now I look back, I'm like, man, that was weird.
And then he's like, I know. That's the only way you get to you. Right?
Yeah. And then I had to like ask some of my people who know better than I do. And I had to like open up to them and be like, I just had this experience I wasn't expecting. And I feel a little bit crazy now because it's just not usually how I think.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah.
That's normal.
That's normal.
We've been there.
It just took you a little bit to get to that place.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So
that is so amazing. Cheers to your love for tea.
Cheers.
That is so amazing.
And cheers for the love of tea for us.
Yeah. That is so incredible. I've never tried this. Where is this from?
This is from Taiwan.
Okay. Is there a certain way I'm supposed to drink it?
However you like.
Okay. I'll smell it first. It smells nice.
And the thing with tea is, I don't want to interrupt you, but just for the sake of like someone who's listening and is like, okay, how do I approach tea? At least for me and a lot of the people who are sharing tea, however you like is fine. If you want to smell it, if you want to dive deep into the flavor, it's fine. Some people can't really taste flavor and then they're more like energetic. I've met people who can't taste for shit. Mm-hmm. Like, they palate's horrible. Like, they said it themselves. They can't taste the tasting notes, but they feel the energy of the tea.
Wow.
So it just depends on what your experience is, you know?
That's so amazing.
I had no idea there was so much depth to it. That just makes it, that just changes everything.
It does, it does. So I look back now, I'm like, wow, I had no idea I had something so powerful mm-hmm. for so long that took so much time to emerge. But here's the thing. What I realized from the tea, when I found out there was some, like, the spirit of tea, who was it? Because mm-hmm. every, you know, every plant has its own spirit.
Yep.
Tea is mm-hmm. like this old, patient, wise man, maybe a grandpa, who's, like, always there, but is so, like, chill. He's not going to be like, hey, I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
Other substances are a little bit more,
yeah.
hey, dude, I'm here,
yeah, ayahuasca
pay attention.
Yeah, ayahuasca's like that angry grandmother, slaps
yeah,
you around,
exactly.
but loves you anyway.
Yep, yep. A tea's not like that. It waits for you for such a long time. Like, hey, dude, until the moment you're ready,
mm-hmm.
you can do whatever you want.
It's so patient.
Yeah, you want to add sugar. You want to add strawberry syrup to it. You mm-hmm. want to drink chai like I did.
Mm-hmm.
No judgment.
Mm-hmm.
Tea has no judgment.
Yeah, they take your time.
It's crazy,
it's
yeah.
part of the path.
It's part of the path, and it'll wait for you to realize that it's there.
That is so beautiful.
It's
wow.
And you just have to trust the process, because
yep.
now as I'm sharing tea with people, you can't force everyone to feel the tea.
Mm-hmm.
You can't,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, you can't force everyone to have the same experience as you.
Yep.
It takes time. But trying to take, you know, the lead of tea, like, okay, my teacher tea is patient and doesn't interrupt very much.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do the same, trying to be a teacher now
mm-hmm.
or a guide. And I'm noticing the people I work with, they'll be like, hey, Ree, this tea makes me feel weird. Why? When I never told them to look for that. They just realize it by themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yes.
Yes.
I'm like, yeah, it's because the tea is not good. Because
yeah, yeah.
there's teas that are, like, clean, and there's teas that are not so clean.
Oh,
and
yeah.
that's later on in
based
the
on, like, who handles it, how it's grown, the
yes.
intention behind it,
yes.
where it's going.
Yes.
I bet there's so many factors that, like, dictate what it is energetically.
Yes.
And physically.
Yes.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Oh my God.
Absolutely.
That is so crazy.
And the more that I go,
the rabbit hole goes on forever.
Yeah, the more factors come in. It's the person who's pouring for you
yes.
can change the taste
yep.
of it.
Yep.
The place that you're at.
Yep.
That's why it was just water is just one thing.
Yep. Time of day.
Time
the moon.
Of day. What we're doing right
yes.
now.
Yep.
yeah. So for people who are, I'm sure you have a lot of people who, like, do practice as well, who are watching.
Mm-hmm.
I have, like, hundreds of teas in my house, and each of them is like a tool that I can use to kind of, like,
that is
like
so
pave
cool.
a path.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it just be, this is friggin' delicious.
Yeah.
I love it. That's gotta use too.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like deep teas that I'm like, dude, I just gotta sit back, put on some headphones, and just
wow.
explore.
You're that's like the alchemist. Like, you have all these, like, little souls like that you're working with.
I'm a channel through which yeah, the tea operates,
that's
dude.
That's like serious medicine work. That is so cool.
This can't brew itself,
uh-huh.
so it just needs me. That's yep. all I'm here for.
That's so cool.
That's all I'm here for.
Wow. Thank you, Ree. That is just amazing. I had no idea. I'm just awestruck that
I'm
tea
still,
is so deep.
I'm awestruck every day.
Yeah, that's I love that
every
it makes
day.
Your heart sing, too. It's just what you do.
Everyone needs something that they need to do, right? And it's just so simple. Water, leaves, and something to friggin' brew it in.
Yep.
You don't even need cups. You can mm-hmm. just drink it straight from the cup.
Mm-hmm.
And then it
wow.
brings so much joy or inspiration or energy.
Yep.
I can literally change, like, the flow of my day based on what tea
wow.
I brew.
And that's just your own practice. Like, when you come together as a community and other people that are in
yes.
it too, like, what connections form there?
Yes.
Like, you're connecting
yes.
yourself with that, and then, yeah, just being with other people too. I can't, that's so cool.
And the tea community is just gorgeous. Like, mm-hmm. gorgeous people somehow connecting.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it is, but there's something about tea that even, like, our baddies are not that bad. You know,
mm-hmm.
like, I joke that if I was in coffee, I'd probably be a lot more, like, stressed out.
Mm-hmm.
But something about tea connects people who are open-minded and passionate and just good people, like,
wow.
authentic people.
Mm-hmm.
Because it takes time to realize that this is something special.
Mm-hmm.
So at those music festivals, there are, like, thousands of people there.
Mm-hmm.
But there's going to be a select few, a couple dozen, who will sit down. And then that
get that connection.
Crazy.
Wow.
And then I'll see them years later. They're like, Ree, it's so nice to see you. Like,
I've been there now. I understand like, why you
like,
love it so
yeah,
much.
Yeah, from like one night that, you know, that one time that you poured tea for me. And they look at me like I was their friend for a long time. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, there's nothing else I could have done for them at that moment.
Yep.
To make them feel that way. And I believe it too. You are my friend now from one cup. And that's it.
Wow.
It's powerful.
So powerful. That's just beautiful.
It's powerful.
It's so divine. Wow.
And yet so humble.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It's just so subtle. You really have to like pay attention to see and feel it.
Yes. Yes.
I feel like that's so cool that you practice such hardcore fasting. To people know on my channel that I love fasting and talk about all the freaking time. But when Reed told me she's doing 172-hour fast per week, that's 12 days of the month that she's not eating. What the?
Yeah,
what?
I look at it, I'm like, wow, that's a lot.
That's a lot. But you're like not oxidizing as fast. And then you can actually, like your taste buds and your eyesight and your hearing,
yes,
all your senses
yes.
improve so much when you're not digesting food. Mm-hmm. It is absolutely, and just the fact that you use that with your tea, because I always fast for yoga practice uh-huh. and meditation, but this is like, wow.
Yeah, it was a means to an end. I started fasting because it helped me taste tea better. So yep. yes, I have like all this, you know, spiritual
physical.
Now experience with tea, but my background is in wholesale. Mm-hmm. So literally like 150 teas, you got to pick two.
Mm-hmm.
Tastes got to be on point.
Yeah.
And if you
yep.
eat like some garlic chicken before, it's not
going
to be good.
Dull,
so yeah. that's where I started fasting mm-hmm. was by doing that. Then I realized wow. I feel really good.
Yes. So much so clear.
Yeah. And I can feel the tea better.
Yep.
It's the only thing in my body.
Yep.
And it's not necessary to enjoy tea, but because now I share tea, I have this responsibility to know if the tea is super clean.
Yep. On every level.
On every level.
Yep.
I gotta make sure it doesn't hurt you, because people are different too. You know, I have a friend who's like, right after the tea you poured me, I didn't wake up until 2 o'clock the next afternoon. And I don't remember that night. I'm like, did I go a little bit too far? So yeah, just having that practice helps mm-hmm. with this practice.
Wow. That's really incredible. That's so cool.
And the self-healing qualities of fasting and just expanding your mind about what is possible.
Yep.
Like people think, oh, you haven't eaten breakfast? You must be dying.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I haven't eaten like for 3 days.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, I never eat breakfast. I just saw this thing is like breakfast is actually the worst meal of the day because you're still processing food from yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So you're just like piling stuff on top. And we'll stay fasting for another podcast. But I think it's so cool that you go so deep with it. Like there's like a discipline to it. Thank you. Wow.
It pushes you. It's if you have a mission, you just have to go forward.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I feel at this point.
It tastes so good. Just like I can appreciate it so much more now, just from you sharing your love for it. I had no idea that it was like, wow.
Well, how does it make you feel?
Right now?
Yeah.
Really bright and inspired.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I was a little nervous before we started filming. And I'm like, oh, I hope like we get some good questions. But I feel like the tea is working through me too.
Okay.
To have this conversation, the tea is just like talking to itself, right?
Well, that's interesting because you say bright and inspiring.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have accepted any answer because mm-hmm. people feel things differently. Mm-hmm. But this is my bright and inspiring tea.
Of course. Of course.
It is.
I guess I'm on to your tea spirit. Thanks for the introduction.
Yeah,
wow.
I literally last night I'm like, okay, what am I going to bring for tomorrow? Mm-hmm. I got to have something that's clean and pure, allows us to speak, but it's like high wow. vibrations.
Wow. Yeah, just I feel like next time I drink tea now, I'm going to like focus on the taste and the feeling and the smell and then like acknowledge who's pouring it. And then, yeah, there's just so many things to inquire.
There's so many things.
Yeah, like when you go out to have tea, are you like super picky? Are you kind of a tea snob?
It goes both ways. So I guess we all take after, I feel like I take after the tea spirit, mm-hmm. grandpa.
The humbleness.
You know, you gotta be humble, but also you have to be brave enough to be like, that's not quite the ideal situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like a grandpa probably like looked at you like, okay, Gabe's gonna friggin' fall down the stairs again.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but he should probably stop doing that, mm-hmm. you know? So
gentle.
Yeah, I trust that whoever's there will probably have their own journey. If there's a way for me to chip in, I will. But it's not to say you're wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no judgment, right? It's about showing people that there is an alternative and see if it resonates with them. So this tea is, you know, completely organic, made by my tea masters in Taiwan. Mm-hmm. Energetically, just so
charged,
pure.
Yeah.
Yes, so pure, bright, inspiring. I drink this and I'm just filled with joy.
I can feel it right now.
Always, okay?
So cool. Incredible. I feel a lot of gratitude for this. Thank you so much, Reed.
For sure.
Wow. You see, the fly wants them too. I can share.
So when you pour this kind of tea, and someone else is pouring tea, or just having tea that's not as clean or inspiring, I'm sure they'll taste a difference. Mm. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but eventually. I mean, I was them, right? Like, I drank crappy chai for so long. And by crappy chai, I mean like Teavana, sugary bullshit. Like, it's bullshit, I'm sorry.
Yes, keeping it real.
But that's part of my journey.
What do you feel about those teas? Is it just like exploiting the plant and just like awful? Did you feel like they're kind of just like, you know, like the consumerist vibe where they're just kind of squeezing the life out of it, you know, and like tainting it almost?
But they don't mean to.
Yeah, definitely it's not their intention to hurt the spirit of the tea, but, you know, profit and all those things kind of, the ego kind of taints it, right?
Yeah, we can talk about it like that. So, yes, it's true. It's not as clean. People are trying to make money off of this thing without
energetically,
understanding it.
Physically, it's not that good for you.
Right.
Yeah.
But then I find it's more effective to talk about it as it's just not living up to the potential of what it could be.
Yep.
This plant, like white tea, green tea, oolong, black tea, pu'er, all of those teas are the same plant. The same plant. Just prepared differently.
I didn't know that.
The way that the environment interacts with it, who grows it, who picks it, who makes it, the weather that day, the season.
Every element influences.
Every single thing will influence it. So it just makes me sad when like, okay, this poor tea plant in Sri Lanka became a Lipton tea bag. It's somewhat oversteeped. Right? And then
forgotten
or like, you know, like you have a box of tea bags that's in the very back of your cupboard right now.
Yes,
right now.
It's just sitting there
like
sad.
You, me, and everyone else. Okay, pull it out and say sorry. Like, I'm sorry I couldn't drink you, because that same plan is this that we're respecting so much.
Yep.
Like, why is that? Why
is why are they? Yeah.
Why is it that this gets to be
honored and respected
and beautiful and inspire us?
Yep.
While the same tea is like rotten in the back of a cupboard. You know, it's just so sad.
Compassion to the Lipton tea bag. He didn't deserve that.
Right.
Or maybe it's that tea plant's karma, right?
It's
if we go that deep.
It's possible, but then...
But no one deserves to be in the back of a cupboard.
Right, right. And there's potential in everything, you know? And then connected to the Lipton tea bags, being real about that, is the lower quality teas are often made by people who have very poor living conditions and wages and...
So you're drinking that. You're drinking that energy.
Exactly. They don't have a way out. Mm-hmm. Like a lot of the big, like Lipton type tea companies are built on people who have no choice but to make tea. Mm-hmm.
That's so awful.
With, you know, mass produced. They don't really care. Mm-hmm. I've been to Nepal and I know nothing. But then I made tea a certain way. And those people who've been living around tea their whole lives were like, what is that? We've never seen tea like that because we're so used to the crappy baggy tea.
Wow.
And I'm like, oh my God, you don't know the potential around you, you know? It's in every single place, like Nepal, Sri Lanka, Japan, China, Taiwan, the tea that grows there takes a snapshot of that time, place, environment, energy.
Yeah, all of it's like captured in the fiber of it, right?
Yes,
yeah.
And when you drink that, you really do. Whether it's energetically or for y'all like flavor nerds, like the tasting notes you get are from that environment.
Wow.
So it's a lot encapsulated in the leaves. Mm-hmm. It's a lot.
Yeah, every variable, every single thing influences it.
And that flow of energy goes all the way through. So if you have a tea that's grown with love, picked with love, made with love, transported here with love by me.
You receive the love fully.
And then you ask me to come into this podcast with love. That's why we feel so freaking amazing. Like,
so
right?
Cool.
Isn't this...
Gosh, what is happening? This is so psychedelic. It's like almost, you know, those conversations that kind of make it reality feel psychedelic.
Yes.
That is, wow.
And that's tea for me every day.
Wow. I love that, Ree. I hope that you guys are getting inspired out there about tea, because I just like, my mind is blown. Thank you for sharing that.
Well,
and
thank
you for asking. This is awesome. I feel so great. I feel like it'd be like a really like stupid question to ask you, like, what's your favorite tea? Like, maybe this one right here?
yeah.
This but is... I guess they're kind of like your children, right? You can't like love one tea more than the
yes,
other.
Yes.
Maybe you have like a top 10. Or I guess it depends on what mood or what feeling yeah, you want to yeah. give, right?
So I'll answer that question, but I just want to include the people who are listening. Like everyone will have a different tea taste, just like everyone has a different personality.
Mm-hmm.
So I also had to think, like, what is Gabe's personality like? What's he going to resonate with? Because some teas make me feel really good. And then when you go to my tea club that I host locally here, I have a community of fellow tea students, and we compare how teas make me feel, make us feel. I could be like, I feel great. And the other guy's literally splayed out on the couch from tea. Like if like someone like if effects. Someone walked into the room, they'd be like, what were you guys doing?
You're like happy, joyful. He's like stuck.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because people have different body types.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, based
journeys.
On the elements and based on
yes.
who you are,
yes.
like where you're from, everything.
Yes.
So, just as the human is influenced by every variable, right?
Yes, absolutely. So certain teas are good for certain people.
Mm-hmm.
And you just need wow. to figure out what makes you feel best.
Mm-hmm.
And especially if you already have a practice, like if you do yoga, if you eat clean,
mm-hmm.
If you meditate, it makes it easier to feel
to
connect. What yep. that is. Because
mm-hmm.
now I have one sip. And I feel it immediately.
Yeah. Or maybe when you're like smelling it or just preparing
yes,
it, right?
Even just smelling it, yeah. I feel it already. When gosh. Before, there's no way. If Ree from 7 years ago heard me talk, she'd be like,
you're crazy.
You're crazy. You are nuts. What is wrong with you?
I'm so into this. I'm like, this is exactly my cup of, like, exactly
my
in
cup
alignment.
Of tea.
In my cup of tea.
All right. It's fine. It's fine. But yeah, you need to find the tea that resonates the best with you.
Yep.
And it's just a matter of testing.
Yep.
Just like, with styles of yoga.
Yep, discovering,
right?
Like constantly trying, sampling
yeah,
until
yeah,
you find
like,
one that resonates with your heart.
Yeah, so
wow, it's the same thing.
I loved Vini yoga, practicing in Seattle with Johnny and Zach's friend,
mm-hmm.
Katie. It just opened my heart. So now I'm like, I freaking love Vini yoga.
Mm-hmm.
But why don't I love Bikram yoga?
Mm-hmm.
I wonder why.
It's like, a awful, it's just, fiery
it's just,
death.
It's just different, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah.
So doesn't mean I don't like it. But there's going to be that tea that speaks to you and
yes.
fits you at that moment.
Yep, yep.
And it's different for everyone.
Yep, and it changes as you go.
It changes as you go.
Yep.
So my favorite's oolong tea. Mm-hmm. That's very clean.
Mm-hmm. This is oolong?
Yeah, this mm-hmm. is oolong tea. This is organic. A lot of tea fucked up with a lot of chemicals.
Yeah,
like
I can't
a lot.
Even imagine. You should like wash it before you steep it, right?
Oh my God, it's horrible.
It's just like you're actually drinking more poison than you are drinking tea.
Which is the horrible part about tea is that all these people who are like, oh, I drink green tea because I want to be healthy or detox tea, I'm like, it's poison.
Yes.
Like,
it's so bad for you.
The agriculture that makes it is poison, the people uh-huh. who make it are poison.
Yep, yep. And the intention behind it. Yeah,
yeah.
Everything. The whole line.
It's almost like going in reverse.
Yep.
So.
But it has to exist for the other, right?
It has to. It has yeah. to. So no judgment. It just is what it is
yep.
at that moment.
Yep. But everything.
So be it. Yeah.
yeah. As it is.
So oolong makes me feel wonderful. Pu'er is a fermented tea.
Uh-huh. It comes in a disc, right? It
comes in like discs
yeah.
and bricks. Really, really old style of tea. Very
yep.
earthy.
Uh-huh.
So if you want to feel like grounded or feel almost like connected to the earth,
mm-hmm.
I feel people
stronger
like,
foundation.
Yeah.
More in your body.
Yes, and it's very, that tea has a lot of microbial action mm-hmm. going on, so it's almost like dry kombucha, you know
ooh,
what I mean?
Ooh, interesting, you got so, like probiotic effects?
Yeah, probiotics.
Ooh. Yeah, I've tried pu'er, the taste is really, really strong. Or
it
maybe
is.
I don't brew it correctly, but.
It depends on the person.
Yeah.
So there's so many different kinds of pu'er.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, pu'er is famous for being made from older trees. You can make any tea from old trees,
mm-hmm.
but pu'er is from the oldest part of the world where tea grows, like
whoa.
The heart.
I can't
so,
imagine the energy in that.
The energy is very intense. That's why I picked this and
yeah.
not the pu'er I brought,
yeah.
because if we started with the pu'er, we wouldn't have been bouncing off the walls already.
Yeah.
And just think about it. Like, a tree that's grown where it was born. The roots go deep.
Yep.
It's been there for 200 years.
Yep.
You pluck it. The person who made it has lived there for 200 years.
Yep. Oh, man.
What will that taste like?
You're so rooted deep into the earth,
yeah,
right? You're like
yeah.
maximum grounding.
Totally.
Wow.
Versus this tea bush that some asshole from like
mm-hmm.
Lipton was like, let's just make a fucking like tea farm over
in
here in Kenya.
yeah.
In Kenya, like where they're just, you know, like abusing the land that's not even theirs.
And the people.
In like monoculture
yep.
with a lot of chemicals
mm-hmm.
just to make more tea by quantity. How will
wow.
that taste?
Awful, dark, demonic.
just not living up to the potential.
Yes.
You know?
Yep. Just not alignment with like the highest truth.
Yeah.
It definitely is I feel like everything's moving towards, you know, the light.
Yeah.
So this is all just like the ebb and the flow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And you can control your flow based on what tea you drink.
Wow. Wow. That is amazing. Thank you, Rhee. That's the download. Wow. From now on, I'm never going to see it the same.
I'm grateful for that.
Yeah.
You know?
Just like you telling me that a few days ago, I'm like, light bulb. I get it. I need to like explore this now.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you.
And every day.
Yeah.
You just explore it.
Yeah.
Definitely. You don't have to fly to Peru to do it.
Mm-hmm. You know, right?
Which
a
is
shaman.
Not a bad thing, but.
Yeah. Well, every plant for every, different plant for different situations.
So
the
I guess.
Tea is like.
I want to ask you though, like, what do you think you want to explore from the tea?
Guess,
what are you curious about?
I guess just understand, like connecting with the spirit of it.
Mm-hmm.
I never really had a grandpa growing up, so it'd be nice to have that grandpa, like, person,
or okay.
like, you know, that grandpa energy in my life. Because, yeah, my mom's father passed away early, and so did I didn't know my dad's dad very well.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, just having a grandpa would be kind of cool.
Interesting.
And whether it's in physical form or energetic form, I'm down for either. And if it's through tea, which I really love, I think it'd be pretty cool.
Well, you interact with a lot of intense beings, so tea is going to be like a nice, like...
Subtle, gentle.
It is very gentle, but the one thing that, it, you know, like, really stop it, like, when it really gets me is when the ego gets big.
Yep, when you're, like, out of integrity
yeah.
and the ego's
yeah.
like, oh, that's so...
That's the only thing that I've seen
it
the tea bite
back. Check. That's so great.
Yeah,
that's what a grandpa would do, right?
Be like, yeah,
hey,
like,
you're not doing...
Mm-hmm.
You're kind of off track right now.
Yes, just only when it's extreme. And I think overstepping ego is very extreme.
Oh, yeah. That's
it's like
that's
one
the point
of the highest
life,
forms
right?
of like making a mistake. Like you can make tiny mistakes here and there, but if your ego gets ahead of you,
yep.
I feel it's very critical.
Mm-hmm.
So I love tea because whenever it starts to creep up, it goes, stop. And
wow.
I'm like, oh my God, I'm never doing that again.
It's so amazing.
I'm never doing that again.
Wow, we're talking
you know?
Like connection with like non-physical, a non-physical thing, but it's physical. But like, yeah, that is just...
It's a physical thing with a snapshot of everything non-physical
uh-huh.
inside.
Yeah, and just has like a soul essence to it. I love that. Wow.
Everyday essence, everyday
mm-hmm.
soul.
Mm-hmm. Well, I really appreciate you taking the time to come on the show. I hope that you guys just got like, what? I had no idea tea was so incredible. And you guys really need to check out, I always brag about Rhee's Instagram page, that she is the cleanest thing I've ever seen. I'll definitely put the links in the description. You guys can follow her at Tea Curious and just watch her journey of finding herself through this beautiful plant. I'm just in awe. Thank you.
Thank you for letting me speak about it. And if you have any questions, let me know.
Yeah, reach out to her on her Instagram. She does live streams and just gives you knowledge every single day and just shares the, yeah. Sorry to interrupt.
Sorry, I'm also getting really excited about it. Because every person we interact with, we trade knowledge with.
Yep.
Whether it's tea or like everything else, people who have different practices come to tea. And then I learn so freaking much from them.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, please, like, reach out to me and help me learn something too, you know?
Wow.
Like,
wow.
Trading knowledge.
It's the best.
Yeah.
It's the best. We're all just trying to find ourselves anyway, so why not help each other get there?
Exactly.
That's so cool. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed. We'll see you on the next one. Thank you again, Rhee.
Thank you, Gabe.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Namaste. Okay, see you guys next time. We'll be right back.